And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic today is practice contentment. We see how so many of you are looking to the future for your happiness. You say, if this happens, then I will be happy. A new relationship, a better relationship, a new job, a different home, children that have better behavior, a body that feels better to you, and it goes on. You ask these questions. What can I do? Simply practice contentment. The idea of being happy is something that runs rampant in the human realm. I just want to be happy. When will I be happy? I'm searching for happiness. Always the quest, always just beyond your reach. Happiness is a human concept. And we ask you to shift your focus to the concept of contentment. Contentment has a very different vibration, even as you say the word contentment. It is filled with gratitude, with presence, that is being in the present moment, seeing what is the beauty in life, in the moment, and appreciating it, and recognizing it, not rushing past it to your, quote, happiness that you are reaching for. The idea with practice contentment is also in the word practice. It is a practice, dear ones. It is you training your mind and your emotions to lean into contentment as opposed to disturbance or angst or lack of anything. It is to be present in the moment and practice contentment. The human ego mind always leans into what's wrong, what needs to be worked on. Even when you say that once this happens, I will be happy, you all know full well that when you arrive at that moment, there is always something else the mind brings up that causes unhappiness. It is a never-ending cycle. And if you surrender to this cycle, it will be constant, and happiness will elude you. Contentment is the idea here. Contentment is about recognizing that whatever the outer circumstances are displaying to you, whatever you are experiencing, in that moment, settle in contentment. See the gifts, see the blessings. Be acknowledging of the lessons and the learnings, the growth. Remembering too that growth sometimes, because it is a stretch, doesn't feel, quote, comfortable. And you may say, well, how can I be contented if I am not comfortable, if I am in pain, if I am disturbed? This is where the training lies. It is in those moments to rest easy to breathe and to ask your spirit and the God that created you, what is in this moment for me to see that is contentment filled, that I can be grateful for, that I can say thank you to life. Thank you for the learnings, the gifts. Thank you for the growth that I know is happening right now. The word practice is key here. Again, because the mind is on a constant search for what is not right in your lives. The truth is, your lives are unfolding perfectly according to the design of your life. And this design was planned and mapped out, if you will, and is flowing by the God that created you, that created this realm, infinite God, good. So if you will practice this coming week contentment and explore the idea of contentment and research it in the encyclopedia, be aware of it, bring it to your conscious mind as you are driving, as you are going about your day. Contentment, gratitude, generosity, appreciation, being in the present moment. These are all aspects of practicing contentment. And we promise you, your heart will be filled more and more with the grandeur of your life, the beauty of your life, and the blessings of your life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.